promises, you know. And so we need to understand this in light of what we read first, studying to show yourself approved. And so if you are having have the opposition like we have today, I mean, it's like in I heard this yesterday in Canada, you cannot preach about a husband and wife relationship because it is offensive to people. And so, I mean, they passed a law. Passed a law with this legislation. Well, the guy that was talking about it, he's a preacher in Canada, and he says most of the churches after that law preached on God's design for marriage. And so in direct contrast. So we need to be praying for those in Canada, but understand, you know, and you know what's going on in the United States, it's multiplied in other places, and especially in Canada. So there's a lot of oppression to the Christian agenda. And so that's why there's such a need for Christian education in our world. And what's happened over the decades, I'm going to tell you it's happened in decades, is that we have produced a format of church that makes it easy. You know, so it's kind of like going through a drive-through. You can go through the drive-through, pick up your food, and be out of there. And Lord help us if that food's not ready or they make a mistake. You know, it's so, you know, it's fast food. You know, when you move faster than you should be moving, you are going to make mistakes. And so we found that in the church, and it's been a program. Let me tell you the truth. This is a program that church leaders have, and I'm talking high up church leaders, have determined, well, this produces more people. We can get more people this way. If we don't require something out of them, then there's a no obligation, like a no obligation clause in a contract. So, you know, we got people that they can come and they can do their hour of church service on Sunday morning and then go on and live their life. And, you know, goodness gracious. And so now since the COVID situation, the what they're calling pandemic, which has really affected our world, but since that's come in, so now we've got a percentage of those people that were watching church online, and so now they're not even coming back to church, you know. And so, yeah, don't worry about that. We love you out there, and just keep on watching. Come on, guys, come on. This is where we are in our world today. The need for Christian education is universal. So we think of Christian education as the kids. But I'm telling you, Christian education is needed for every age group. Amen. You know, and even as you become quote-unquote educated, you still need that affirmation. You need to be reminded, because there's such opposition in our world today. There's so many factors coming against us. You know, when we read 2 Timothy 3:1-5, does the thought come to you that, wow, looks like that's where we are now? If it doesn't, I just want to give you a little radio slap here and say, this is where we are, folks.
There's your slap.
Yeah, this is where we are. You know, and so we are in this time. Now, on the one side, Neva's bothering me over here. So, I'm sorry. Don't let me lose my train of thought. So, on the one side, we're seeing a lot of difficulties. We're seeing.
You're easily distracted.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, well, looking at this, you know what? There are. Let's pull that into the thought, because distractions are the problem. Distractions are the problem. So remember, we've had this format that has been infused into the church organization. Now, I don't know about all over the world, but I know in America. You know, I've seen the change right before my eyes, and I'm praying and I'm speaking and I'm saying, no, we don't want to do this. Not that we don't need change. We all, you know, change keeps everybody on their toes. But the type of change, when they have minimized the effect of the church, what we've done is minimized the effect of God in our culture. We have extremely minimized it. And so, and even the stronger, I mean, what you would call stronger believers have been